Stephen Hawley represents the 139th Assembly District, covering all of Genesee County, most of Orleans County, and a portion of Monroe County. He says the new legislative leadership and governor are pushing through a rapid succession of bills, and it's clear there already are two New Yorks, with upstate no longer getting its fair representation. He's asking Speaker Carl Hastie to allow a non-binding referendum that would let New Yorkers say whether they would like to explore a split.
So what I'm trying to do is actually involve folks in a philosophical question to ascertain what their thoughts are on a two New York situation. And then we have to get into the nitty-gritty. But to waste taxpayer money beforehand, trying to find out all of the intricacies, seems to me to be a waste of money.
If it were to come to a vote and a majority said yes, it would not automatically set the wheels in motion. Hawley says there would need to be studies and questions resolved, including where to draw borders and how to divide resources, followed by approvals from governments, including Congress. Donnie Gallagher, who heads the Buffalo Niagara Partnership, says there's clearly a difference between downstate and upstate, including a population decline upstate, but a referendum is not the right way to go.
To me, it's about creating a tax climate and a regulatory climate that's attractive to business so that we get people moving back to New York. And quite frankly, they are moving into New York City. New York City's economy is very strong, so all the arguments about it's the weather, it's this, it's that, are nonsense. It's really about how do we create a more balanced and reasonable tax structure and regulatory environment for business in New York.
Gallagher credits the governor for his Buffalo Billion program, despite its flaws, for recognizing Western New York's economic needs, but she says the region now needs to take the reins and move forward on its own. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.